one thing was that he had no schooling when he came to the academy, you know, mm-hmm. as the others. You know, the others, when they came to the academy, they were already showing talent and it was already, you know, nurtured and usually guided before they entered the academy. Mm-hmm. Well, when not, then they entered the academy by the usual channels, you know, and mm-hmm. were examined, and the more average they were, maybe the better for them, because they went through the usual. But as I told you, because of this marvelous ear of his and this prowess already on the mm-hmm. piano that he had gotten, so to say, by nature, he was put into classes that were above him, mm-hmm. you know, and he could not quite follow, you know. And he was anyway a person who could not, he had to do things, you mm-hmm. know. He was not a very good listener, I think, to mm-hmm. theory, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, accounted for his difficulties there. Mm-hmm. Because I met, when I went to the university, I'm somewhat younger than Eric, but not much, but 1.5 years mm-hmm. younger. And there I met a boy in my course. I studied law. And he was also going to the academy mm-hmm. at the same time. He was very musically also gifted. And when I talked about Eric, he said that the academy, and that was long afterwards, you know, mm-hmm. was still talking about Eric, and that he had been the most gifted student there. And he knew his name, and yet he had been out of the academy for mm-hmm. more than 6 or 7 years by that time. Mm-hmm. So I think he made an impression on his fellow classmates. Mm-hmm. I also know that when we were in New York, Felix Kuhner came to visit us. Felix Kuhner was the second violinist of the Kolisch Quartet.
Oh,
you
yes.
know? And he said, I don't know how we met, you know. He found out mm-hmm. that we were there, and maybe he and they had met at NBC or something. And he brought him home, and he said, now what are you doing, Eric? You were the most gifted there at the academy, mm-hmm. you know. And so I think his classmates saw that, but mm-hmm. Eric didn't know that they knew that, saw that.
And perhaps it should be pointed out that Eric was only 14 when he yeah. made this impression.
Yeah.
And I think you've told me before about Eric flunking the class in theory, even though he was coaching others. And there was yeah. a marvelous story at the final examination time. Perhaps you could...
Well, at the final examination, after a year had gone by, then the professor said, now I want to know who is really gifted. Who can harmonize a melody, you know? And Eric knew that he could do it, but he wasn't going to speak up. But the children cried. This is how Eric told it to me. And they said, the children all cried, Zeisel, Zeisel. And he thought that they did that because they were making fun of him, pointing out that he was the worst mm-hmm. in the class. But he said he was going out anyway. And so he went out, and of course, this was born to him. He didn't have mm-hmm. to learn, you know. So he did that perfectly and very marvelously, I'm sure. And so the professor was very much taken aback, and he said, I made a terrible mistake. Please let your mother must come mm-hmm. and see me. And so the mother came, and she was, of course, very, very doubtful of the whole thing mm-hmm. and didn't want to believe it. And he said that he was very, very gifted, the born musician, and had to study privately because class instruction apparently was not for him, that mm-hmm. he was not a youngster who could take class instruction. And my mother-in-law told me that herself, and she said, so I asked him again, and I said, you really think that he should be a musician? And he said, well, if not he, then I don't know who in the world, you know? And so Eric said, I have no money, and so he made it then possible for Eric by sending him, mm-hmm. because he was the examiner of the harmony examinations that everybody had to mm-hmm. take who was studying an instrument in order to get certificated.
No. I see.
You call this the state examination mm-hmm. in piano, you know? And you